It was a summer photo op that has continued to reverberate. In June, let's remember, federal police used smoke and tear gas to clear a crowded park near the White House for the president. That move violated part of a court-ordered settlement, according to lawyers who helped write it. The settlement says federal officers had to warn protesters in a very specific way before using aggressive tactics. Dina Temple-Reston from NPR's investigations team has more.
There were peaceful protesters in Lafayette Square near the White House on June 1st, marching, chanting, and then this happened. At about 6:30, half an hour before a citywide curfew was supposed to go into effect, police advanced and with seemingly little warning fired tear gas and smoke canisters into the crowd. This was just before President Trump walked across Lafayette Square to pose for a photograph in front of St. John's Episcopal Church. The problem with how this unfolded is that if police wanted to clear the area, they had to warn the protesters first, and they had to do so loudly so people who didn't want to be arrested could get away. The rules of engagement on D.C. streets were part of a settlement agreement reached in 2015. It ended a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of people who were caught up in the mass arrests in D.C. in 2002. Mara Verhalian-Hilliard founded the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund, which represented some of the hundreds of people arrested back then.
They were held for 24, 27 hours or more. People were hogtied in stress and duress positions, wrist to ankle.
A U.S. federal judge approved a settlement agreement that spelled out, in detail, exactly how police in D.C. needed to warn protesters before moving in.
These procedures are very particular. They include, and that's why we wrote them this way, not just that they have to give notice and opportunity, they have to have officers at the farthest reaches of a demonstration who are certifying that they've heard that notice.
But instructions from the police in Lafayette Square on June 1st were hard to hear. The House Committee on Natural Resources had a hearing in July to understand what happened in Lafayette Square that night.
Was the protocol followed to give three warnings?
Acting Chief of the Park Police, Gregory Monahan, was one of the people who testified.
Yes, sir, the protocol was followed. There were three warnings given, and they were given utilizing a long-range acoustic device. It's called an LRAD, and that's what it stands for. That was the device used.
The LRAD is a kind of sound cannon that emits a piercing noise. A U.S. Park Police spokesman told NPR that Chief Monahan stands by his testimony. But a whistleblower has come forward saying the opposite.
On June 1st, I served as a liaison between the District of Columbia National Guard and the Park Police at Lafayette Square.
That's Adam DeMarco. He's a major in the D.C. National Guard. He told the House committee that he was 30 yards away from the officer giving the warnings, and he could barely hear him. And that announcement, he testified, didn't come from an LRAD.
The warnings were conveyed using a megaphone near the statue of President Andrew Jackson. From where I was standing, approximately 20 yards from the demonstrators, the announcements were barely audible, and I saw no indication that the demonstrators were cognizant of the warnings to disperse.
DeMarco is now a military whistleblower. His attorney, David Loftman, says his client was uniquely positioned to see the events unfold. Verhaden Hilliard, the lawyer who filed that original lawsuit, thinks its terms were violated on June 1st. She expects to file a new or related lawsuit that says so. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.